Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. You are awesome. You are mighty. We lift up your holy name. We lift up the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. What an awesome worship we had. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. He's faithful. He's our vision. It's what our eyes should be on right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know here in America, especially, it's time to put our eyes upon Jesus. Time to look at our Lord. Yes, amen. Especially in light of what happened yesterday. Many of you here in America and probably around the world have heard that President Trump, they tried to assassinate him, and but he is okay. Thank you, Lord. And this has changed everything. And we just want to put our eyes on Jesus, because Jesus is going to work all things out for good. Hallelujah. Well, good morning and welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I'm so glad you joined us today. The message today is as much an encouragement to myself as I pray it is for you. Today, I will be sharing about building in the face of opposition and war. And isn't that the truth for President Trump right now? He's trying to build something. He's trying to make America great again. And he has been facing so much opposition and war in what he's trying to do. But we also are building, or we should be building. We should be doing things to fulfill our destiny. And we also face opposition and war. Our text is taken from the book of Ezra. You see, Nebuchadnezzar had taken the people of Israel captive and had taken them along with all their temple goblets and silver and gold to Babylon. Then years later, I believe it's 70 years. This is during the era of, I believe, Daniel and them guys as well. They realized that it's time to return. And they got permission from the king of Babylon, Cyrus, to go back. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, said. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them. So over 42,000 returned and settled in to begin the rebuilding. After laying the foundation, they celebrated, and all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping because the people made so much noise. And the sound was heard far away. Huh, that's interesting. The sound was heard far away. It came into the hearing of some enemies. And when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said, "Let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." But Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel answered, "You have no part with us in building a temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us." Don't you know some people are going to come in and try to help you build what God is having you build, but they're enemies. Think about that. We need wisdom to discern who's a true friend and who is not. I've learned that this past few months, learning about some people who come into my life who wanted to help, they really didn't. And the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They bribed officials to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. So if you don't let them help, you don't give them what they want, then they'll try to discourage you. They'll try to threaten you. And they'll even try to turn others, people in authority, against you. Wow. And at the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, they launched an accusation against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. They wrote a letter to King Artaxerxes and said, "The king should know that the people who came up to us from you have gone to Jerusalem and are rebuilding that rebellious and wicked city. They are restoring the walls and repairing the foundations. Furthermore, the king should know that if this city is built and its walls are restored, no more taxes, tribute, or duty will be paid, and eventually the royal revenues will suffer. Now, since we are under obligation to the palace, and it is not proper for us to see the king dishonored, we are sending this message to inform the king so that a search may be made in the archives of your predecessors. In these records, you will find that this city is a rebellious city, troublesome to kings and provinces, place with a long history of sedition. That is why this city was destroyed. We inform the king that if this city is built and its walls are restored, you will be left with nothing in Trans-Euphrates." Wow. Have you ever encountered this kind of opposition? When you are building or rebuilding, and people who are against you start making accusations and bringing up your past in an attempt to discourage you from continuing your project? I know I have. I've been through that. People do that and they want to tell others that, well, this person is rebellious. Whether it's true or not, that's not the point. When you gossip about other people, it hinders their destiny. Well, the king listened and searched and found out they were correct in their accusations and ordered the work to stop until he gave permission to continue building. However, they did not stop, and a second letter was sent to the king. It said, "This is the answer they gave us. We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, one that a great king of Israel built and finished. But because our ancestors angered the God of heaven, he gave them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar the Chaldean, king of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and deported the people to Babylon. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild this house of God. He even removed from the temple of Babylon the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to the temple in Babylon. Then King Cyrus gave them to a man named Sheshbazzar, whom he had appointed governor, and he told him, 'Take these articles and go and deposit them in the temple in Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God on its site.' So this Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the house of God in Jerusalem. And from that day to the present, it has been under construction, but it's not yet finished. Now, if it pleases the king, let a search be made in the royal archives of Babylon to see if King Cyrus did, in fact, issue a decree to rebuild this house of God in Jerusalem. Then let the king send us his decision on this matter." And you know what happened? The archives were searched again, and they found the decree from Cyrus. and the people of God were found to be correct. It is appropriate to point out that first they knew who they were. They were the servants of the God of heaven and earth. When fighting any battle, you must know who you are. If you are not confident in your position as a child of God, then that is the first step. Repent and be baptized in the name of Yeshua. Become a kingdom of God citizen with all the rights and privileges that go with that position. Next, they were humble. They admitted that they had rebelled against God and were taken into captivity as punishment. Repentance is a sign of humility. Recognize that we all sin, and when we repent, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then they respectfully stated they had permission to rebuild. Then their enemies asked that the records be searched for this decree and let them know, are they telling the truth? And again, the king listened and searched the records and found that they were correct. Then an amazing thing happened. A response was given to them that said, now then, Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai, and you other officials of that province, stay away from there. Do not interfere with the work on this temple of God. Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish elders rebuild this house of God on its site. He said, yeah, stay away from there. You guys leave him alone. Moreover, I hereby decree what you are to do for these elders of the Jews in construction of this house of God. Their expenses are to be fully paid out of the royal treasury from the revenues of Trans-Euphrates so that the work will not stop. Whatever's needed, whether young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, olive oil, as requested by the priests in Jerusalem, must be given them daily without fail, so that they may offer sacrifices pleasing to the God of heaven and pray for the well-being of the king and his sons. Wow. Not only were they to stay away from there and leave them alone, but now they had to use out of their own royal treasury finances to fund the project and give the priests whatever sacrificial animals were required, because this king had some wisdom here. I want them praying for me and my sons. These are servants of the Most High God. Let them alone. Provide what they need so that I can prosper. Yeah, he wanted to help them. And we are told that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, and whoever curses Israel will be cursed. He kind of got a clue on that. And so he wanted to bless these people so he would be blessed. It's wisdom. Furthermore, I decree that if anyone defies this edict, a beam is to be pulled from their house and they are to be impaled on it. And for this crime, their house is to be made a pile of rubble. May God, who has caused his name to dwell there, overthrow any king or people who lifts a hand to change this decree or to destroy this temple in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have decreed it. Let it be carried out with diligence. Wow, 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 wow. Not only do they have to leave him alone, provide finances out of the royal treasury and all the sacrificial animals that are required every day without fail, but if you don't obey, a beam will be pulled from your house, you will be impaled on it, and your whole house will be turned to rubble. That's pretty, you know, serious. You will be destroyed. So what we learn from this is that when we appeal to the king in humility, he shows us favor and causes our enemies to provide for us. Did you hear that? Our enemies who try to stop us will be required to fund our building project and leave us alone. If they interfere, they will be destroyed. What a promise. Wow. Wow, that is so amazing. This is very encouraging because it is a promise of the Lord's faithfulness. But you know, it didn't stop there. After they finished the rebuilding, permission was given for anyone who wanted to return to return. Ezra then returned and became a teacher of the law of God. He received favor, and the king granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. And Ezra devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. Wow. This is what I want to do. I want to dedicate myself, devote myself to the study and observance of whatever the law of the Lord is, whatever he tells me to do. I want to study the word and teach it to you and to everybody I come in contact. That's what I want to do. Moreover, King Artaxerxes decreed that all the treasurers of Trans-Euphrates were to provide with diligence whatever Ezra the priest, the teacher of the law of God of heaven, he asked of them. Yeah, anybody who is an enemy, who makes themselves my enemy. Look, I want favor. And if you don't want to show me favor, you better be careful that God doesn't destroy you. So if I ask, I don't ask for a lot from people. I trust God to provide all my needs. But here it said, with diligence, whatever Ezra the priest, the teacher of the law of God of heaven, may ask. They had to give it. So whatever I ask of anybody in my sphere, they have to give it to me by God's royal decree. Amen. And now I just want to clarify this for people who may not be listening quite as well as they should. I'm not saying you have to give me anything I ask for, no matter how ridiculous. I'm talking about anything that I need to build what God has commanded me to build for the kingdom, not to consume on my personal lust or desires. I'm not going to be asking you to give me a new car or a house or anything like that. But if I need something like maybe finances to buy a new sound system for my business, for my ministry, then that's what I'm talking about. And many ministries out there, they do, they fundraise and they say, we have this need for the ministry, and they ask you to give finances. And if you want to support that ministry, then you give into that ministry because they're building something for the kingdom. We're not trying to build things for ourselves, our own kingdom here. We are part of God's kingdom, and we're building stuff for his kingdom, for his honor, for his glory. And anybody that wants to sow into that and me, you know, you can contact me through my email, lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. But I don't ask a lot, and really, I just like to give. So we're not talking about asking stuff to consume for ourselves. Amen. When we know who we are and walk in repentance and humility, we can appeal to our king and receive favor. All of our expenses will be paid, even if the Lord chooses to use our enemies. We will be protected as well. Wow, just wow. Being a kingdom citizen and child of God is so wonderful. Know who you are. If you aren't a kingdom citizen, become a kingdom citizen. It is such a blessing. We have so many benefits, and God is faithful. And when you are a kingdom citizen and you know you're a kingdom citizen, you can ask for anything, and it will be given you. I was listening to a lesson on this book the other day. It was by Katie Sousa. She is an anointed woman of God. She has some incredible testimonies and experiences. I recommend that you look her up if you haven't already. Follow her. She knows how to defeat the enemy and walk in victory. Yes, she does. She's been through some stuff, and God saved her dramatically out of prison and has raised her up. And she knows some stuff because of her experiences in the enemy's camp. She knows some stuff. And then God has added to that knowledge, wisdom and understanding in the spirit realm. And she just knows some stuff, and she's very anointed. And she led us in some powerful decrees and declarations based on the book of Ezra and this whole story. I would like to lead us in some similar declarations and decrees before we close. So why don't you pray this after me? Lord of heaven and earth, we come humbly before you. We confess that we have rebelled against your word. We have disobeyed. We have said and done things that have displeased you and would be considered sin, missing the mark. We ask for forgiveness. Get us back on the right track where we have strayed from the straight and narrow path. Wash us in the blood of Yeshua. Make us clean once again. Thank you, Lord. Now we come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy. You see the opposition that we have been facing. We ask as kingdom citizens that you provide for us all that we need. Thank you, Yeshua, being our advocate. Now I declare in the name of Yeshua, based on my position as a kingdom citizen, in right standing with my God, and by royal decree, that the enemy must leave me alone. Anyone that hinders the work of the Lord has been given to me to do, must stop. They must now provide assistance through finances and other resources as the Lord directs, and not hinder the work, or they will be destroyed. Yeshua, we thank you for showing us favor and causing all people, whether they be friends, family, neighbors, employers, co-workers, teachers, pastors, and even our enemies, to be at peace with us and to show us favor and provide as the Lord directs. We trust in you and your faithfulness and receive the provision you have for us, no matter where it comes from. Amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I am encouraged. And I am so happy we serve a faithful God who loves us so very, very much. As you do life this week, remember that the Lord is with you. Before I close, though, I want to share one more thought from Nehemiah 4. This chapter talks about open ridicule and attacks against those who were rebuilding the wall. The people were encouraged and were told, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. That's a word for us today as well. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Don't be afraid of anyone. Remember, our God is great and awesome. Fight for your families, for your sons and daughters, for your wives and your homes. And they were given a plan to do that. They were paired up, and half the men holding spears, from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so they can serve us as guards by night and as workers by day. Neither I nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water. As you build, be ready to fight. Wear your armor. Armor of God should never be taken off. Our weapons should remain ready. Our weapons are the word of God and the name and blood of Yeshua. When the enemy attacks, put up your shield of faith. Speak the word of the Lord and remain covered in his blood and clothed in his armor and righteousness. Continue to rebuke the enemy with scriptural decrees and declarations. Stand on the word of God. It will never pass away. Be diligent, bold, and courageous. When the enemy attacks, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord. He is great and awesome. And just fight. Fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. Fight the good fight of faith. Spiritual warfare is real. People will attempt to discourage you from fulfilling your destiny and building for the kingdom. But we have a faithful God who is just. Remember last week I talked about his throne is built on justice. Amen. He will and has already provided everything you need. He will help you fight your battles. Keep building. Remain battle ready, even as you remind the enemy that he must not interfere. Execute the plan and find others who will build with you. Cover and encourage each other. And as each does their part, the building will be successful. Amen? Well, that is all I have for you today. Write to me if you have questions, comments, or want to be baptized. My email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Until next week, shalom.